November. Camille had either been the world's most powerful hurricane or the largest tornado in history. Certainly it had done the job to this oil rig, Kelly thought, donning his tanks for his last dive into the Gulf of Mexico. It would be quite a show, Kelly judged as he rolled backwards off the dive boat. It was eerie underneath, but comfortable, too. The C4 charges were already in place, wired tight against the steel legs and fused to blow inward. Kelly checked each one. The men behind him ran the Primacord, wrapping it tight around the blocks. Both were local, experienced underwater demolition men, trained almost as well as Kelly. They took their time. When you dealt with explosives, you didn't rush and you didn't take chances. Colonel Robin Zacharias concentrated on the task at hand. There was an SA-2 site just over the next ridge. In the back seat of his F-105G Thunder Chief was Jack Tate, his bear, an expert in the field of defense suppression. This missile site had cost Robin a major, a captain, two other jocks, and aircraft. A fellow native of Salt Lake City, Al Wallace, friends for years. Damn it. Selecting Rockeye, he said aloud as he skimmed the F-105 low over the ground. Looking good. Release. Now. Four of the canisters fell free of the fighter's ejector racks, splitting open in midair, scattering thousands of submunitions over the missile site. From 3 miles out, his eyes caught an immense cloud of smoke in the center of the site. That's for Al, he allowed himself to think. He leveled out and picked a likely spot to aggress the area. The red tracers that erupted from the small pass startled him. That wasn't supposed to be there. He jinxed up, and the body of the aircraft passed right through the stream of fire. It shook violently, and in the passage of a second, good changed to evil. Zacharias knew in a fatal instant that his aircraft was doomed. The engine died in flames. The controls were gone. His reaction was automatic, reaching for the ejection handles, and his back was wrenched with more pain than he'd ever known. Fire in the hole, Kelly said. Then he twisted the handle on the detonator. The results were gratifying. The water around the legs turned to foam as the rig's legs were chopped off, bottom and top. The fall was surprisingly slow. Then the platform hit and sank below sight. Another job was done.
2 weeks early. I guess you really wanted that bonus, the executive said. Dutch was right about you.
The admiral is a good guy. He's done a lot for Tish and me.
We flew together for 2 years. Badass fighter, Chuck.
What's with that? He said, pointing to the tattoo on Kelly's arm, a red seal, grinning impudently. Something we all did in my unit, Kelly explained as offhandedly as he could.
What unit was that?
Can't say.
I bet it's something to do with how Sonny got out, but
okay. A former naval officer had to respect the rules.
Well, the check will be in your account by the end of the day, Mr. Kelly. I'll radio in so your wife can pick you up.
Tish Kelly was glowing her Me Too look at the women in the Stork shop. Not even 3 months along yet, but she wanted to see what the options were. Now it was time to pick John up. She pulled the station wagon into the street, heading south for the oil company's support yard. The traffic lights were in her favor. One changed to green as she approached. The truck driver frowned as the light changed to amber. He was late and running a little too fast. He stepped on the clutch and brake pedals, then gasped. Both pedals went all the way to the floor. The road ahead was clear, and he kept going straight, downshifting to cut speed, and frantically blowing his horn. Oh, God, please, don't. She never saw it coming. Her head never turned. The station wagon just jumped right through the intersection and disappeared under the hood of the diesel tractor, crushed under the front wheels. The worst part of all was not feeling. Helen was her friend. Helen was dying. And Pam knew she should feel something, but she couldn't. The body was gagged, but that didn't stop the sounds as Billy and Rick and Bert and Henry did what they were doing. Helen was bad. Helen had tried to run away, and they couldn't have that. It had been explained to them all more than once, and was now being explained again in a way, Henry said, that they would be sure to remember. Pam felt where her ribs had once been broken, remembering her lesson. She knew that there was nothing she could do as Helen's eyes fixed on her face.